It's the Rafters Podcast, presented by Couch Guy Sports.
All right, it's the Rafters Podcast, episode 5, and the Celtics are in what looks to be deep trouble again.
Yeah, not good shit. Celtics suck right now.
Not good. I mean, two games lost, but bad ones. I'd say bad losses.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped to the Lakers with just a buzzer beater from Rondo. Heartbreaking. Good to see him back in town.
Yeah, that loss was just a shitty loss. I mean, we should beat a Lakers squad that is struggling.
It's not a good team.
Yeah, they're just not a good team. And then the same with the Clippers, obviously.
I mean, the Clippers, we blew a 26-point lead, like, just right out the door. A Tobias Harris-less Clippers team. Like, they got nothing.
They lost Boban. And their best player right now is Gallinari.
Boban.
He hasn't, like I said, Gallinari hasn't been relevant probably in the past, like, 7 years.
The Nuggets. But, I mean, lose Boban, you're bound to drop a game like that. And they came back from 26 down.
Yeah, and this is a team. The Clippers are a team full of just pieces that were put together in the last minute to play this game. I mean,
it's a sad team.
This is a layup win for the Celtics, and it ended up in a more than a 10-point deficit, 11-point deficit. It's bad, and they looked pretty bad down the stretch of that game, like terribly bad.
Yeah, the team is looking like they're in absolute shambles right now. I mean, Kyrie's out Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Against the 76ers with it's like a knee sprain he suffered the other night against the Clippers, like a little knee tweak.
Yeah.
Feels like kind of a Kawhi, I don't want to be playing kind of injury, but.
You think so? I mean,
I don't know.
I think it's a real thing, and he only had 14 minutes in this game. I don't think it should have affected the outcome of this game, just because even without Kyrie, this team should be able to beat the Clippers, the terrible, terrible Clippers. The Clippers do have a winning record, but this team was put together, like we said, with traded players like the night before.
Yeah, simply a team of shambles.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. It's really, there's no excuses for the Celtics team right now, and they got to really figure it out, because down the stretch, I'm not liking their chances if they keep playing like this. If they keep blowing ones like that, it's not good at all.
Yeah, I mean, they don't seem like they have it figured out at all right now. Like, I mean, so Marcus Morris, talking after the Pistons game, he said the Celtics are playing like a bunch of individuals. It hasn't been fun. It's not fun. It hasn't been fun for a long time, he said. I don't know what a long time is, but it hasn't been fun since.
I think it's a whole season. Oh, if you look at it, I think players like Rozier and I mean, just Rozier and Brown, just look at them. These two players are fighting for minutes, and they're fighting for future contracts and future whatever. They're trying to show off what they can get. And right now, they're not playing team basketball. I think those two guys are real problems in this team, and they're not rooting for the whole team. They're not playing team basketball. They're just playing individual basketball.
I don't think they're the only problem. I think Morris is right when he said everyone's playing like that. It's not the team game that it was last year. Tatum more than a lot of. No one's coming out right and like saying it, but Tatum, since I don't know what Kobe did to get in his head in the offseason, has not been the player he was last year. He's still a talented player. He's a star player in the making. But he's not the same player. He's not nearly the same passer. He seems like he's hogging the ball a lot. Like there's time when you watch the games, you know when Jason Tatum is getting, like when he has the ball, you know that when he is shooting, he's never gonna pass it out. He's gonna make a couple of dribble moves, and he's gonna just try to do a little like fadeaway over
Kobe fadeaway.
He does that exactly. And I mean, Kobe's running such a long con. Such an all time long con where he's training players, but he doesn't want anyone to be better than him.
No, he's just fucking with their mind.
He's just fucking with them. He's like, yeah, just shoot like deep twos and like very contested shots. And when they go in, they look better than regular shots. So,
but when you miss, you're gonna look like shit.
Yeah, you're gonna drive your team into the ground.
Yeah,
I mean, Tatum's not playing with Smush Parker, but
yeah, I don't think he's a. I think Brown and Rozier are definitely a bigger problem. than Tatum. That's just my personal opinion. Those guys are looking for contracts. Those guys are, they want more minutes. I think Tatum's happy where he is on this team, but
I mean, he's happy. He's happy. It doesn't mean it's playing like he's playing well.
He's not playing.
He's playing well. He could be happy all he wants, but he's not playing for the team. He's just playing. He seems like he's playing for himself. Nobody on the team seems like they're playing like for the team. Minus Marcus Morris, maybe, or Horford.
Yeah, because he's a vet.
He's always a team guy. He doesn't really give a shit about like the whole individual stuff. But yeah. And Marcus Morris is just a grinder. But the rest of the team, all the guys who think they're superstars or think they're supposed to be, and then they are not right now, especially in a team where there's like four or five of them where they all think they should be like they're the lead player on the team.
It's sad to see because this team could be special. We all knew this.
I mean, they had such high expectations, which probably drove a lot of this. But
We were all saying 60 wins, 60 wins, 60 wins before the season.
I don't know if everyone was chanting that, but.
I mean, everyone thought it was. Everyone was betting the over on 60 because this team was going to be special. All these young players were killing it last playoffs without Kyrie, without Hayward. We made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's the thing, but once they came back, it kind of totally changed where, like, now the guys who brought us to the playoffs and, like, brought us through the playoffs were thinking, like, now I got to prove myself, I'm better than them, and now they're just jacking up shots. That seems like what they're doing. Like,
yeah, no team basketball.
It's not like when you look at the Warriors, like, nobody on that team really seems like they care who's, like, the star that night at all. It seems like whoever's hot in the first quarter, they just play through that. Like, if Thompson's hot, they just give him the ball and get out of the way. Same thing with Durant. Like, Durant will drop 30 any night, but same thing with Curry. If he's hot, like, they just feed them the ball.
Well, and that's because they're all proven players. They've won championships together. This team hasn't done anything. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals, but that's nothing.
Well, the Warriors just like each other. I think that's the biggest problem right now. It's just a bunch of personalities in the Celtics locker room. Just going at it. Like, it's not going to
help the team.
Yeah.
No team basketball, nothing, no chemistry on this team right now. And that could change. I mean, that could really change over the next couple months, over the
could
last
it?
30
years. I don't, like, the way it's looking right now, it looks like it's blown up. Like, it looks like we're just going, we should just be going all in for a summer or, like, a year of Anthony Davis, getting him in the summer, and just blow this shit up because
And I'm thinking the same thing. I know Nick Qualley wrote about it this week. It's like getting Chris Sale. Like, we went all in, like, the Red Sox went all in on Chris Sale. And I think look at what happened. He's one of the best players in the league. I think the Celtics got to do the same thing.
I mean, we didn't, like, we weren't trading Mookie Betts for him.
I think it's not like we went all in.
Yeah.
But if we can get, I would say even right now, just trade Tatum for him. Not right now, but in the summer. No, not straight up, but, like, with other people. I mean, Anthony Davis would completely change his team.
Of course.
And it's a change we need. He's a super bona fide superstar. And you pair him with Kyrie Irving, and maybe once these two players play together and they have a great year together, maybe they'll both decide to stay, and that would be great for the city of Boston and great for this team. Because you don't know what both these players want right now. AD doesn't want to be in Boston at all. He's came out and said it. He doesn't like Boston. His dad doesn't like Boston. It's a weird thing, but why wouldn't you want to be a part of a city?
So
many championships.
When did dads get so important in the NBA? LeVar did it, but that, like, now it's everybody. Kawhi's dad's dead, but his caretaking uncle. Yeah. Is the guy, like, representing him. Same thing with, like, and now Anthony Davis' dad just coming out. Now he doesn't want to play in Boston. It's like, what? Who are you to say that?
Let your son make the moves there. Like, let
PR,
him speak for
are
himself.
Are you the PR?
I mean, watching Anthony Davis probably would want to play anywhere where he has a chance to win.
Yeah, except
not
Boston.
On the Pelicans. Yeah. I mean, he probably wants to play for Boston. His dad's probably just saying, shut up, dude. Shut up, kid. You don't want to play there. Who knows? Doesn't like the weather. Yeah, who doesn't? Maybe it just doesn't like the shitty winter that we have here in Massachusetts. But AD would completely change his team. We all know that him and Kyrie would be the dynamic duo that we actually need. And I pair him up with Horford too. That would be nuts.
Waning years of Al Horford.
He still contributes. I think. He's
one of the better players on this team. But I mean, he's going to dwindle going forward.
Yeah, when to go on forward. He probably has a good 3 years left on him, but we need AD bad. And I can't wait until we get him in the summer, because I think we will get him in the summer.
Really?
You don't think we will?
I don't know. I mean, I think we should go after him. I just don't know how much, like...
We have the best...
We certainly have the best offer. I just don't know...
Yeah, we have the best offer, like, and most offer.
Yeah, like, what we're going to do. I don't know what the plan is here, like...
Mm-hmm. I mean...
I just don't know what Danny Ainge is.
Danny Ainge could... He's a master at trading. And we'll see if he can pull off a trade without Jason Tatum involved, which I don't think he will be able to.
Will not happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But if he can do it, then that'd be awesome. If we can keep Tatum, that'd be cool.
It would indeed be cool.
It'd be awesome.
How much blame do you put right now on Brad Stevens for this?
You know,
just the way the team's gone.
I don't put too much blame on him.
Really?
Well, he's not like a psychiatrist. I think some of these guys need
he's
like
a coach. Like he's a, coaches I know he's a have coach. To manage the locker room. It doesn't but seem like he's doing that at all.
Right now, I just think there's too many egos on this team, and it's so hard to get this. On this team, yeah, you got a bunch. I feel like there's a lot of whiny babies on this team right now.
Yeah, but there are coaches that have proven they can handle a bad locker room.
I think Brad's handling it well. It's just getting all these people to.
Is he
can't control?
You look at like you keep going back to the Warriors because they're the fucking best team. Like when they had that blow up with Draymond and KD and all that earlier in the season, that was like 2 days, and now like they're back to absolutely nothing. Like we've had blow ups with this team, and then they keep going on, and then something else happens, and they keep going on, and now Marcus, like, to the point where Marcus Morris is saying this shit. Like it doesn't seem like it's getting fixed at all. And that's what I think the problem, like, with at least with him.
Well, what can Brad Stevens do right now?
Would be a coach? Be a leader. I don't like. I don't know what to say. If I know what to say, I'd send him an email. But
it seems like he's kind of fed up with this team right now.
Yeah, even that's not the place to
season,
be.
At the beginning of the season, he was just like, I remember going in. He was like, yeah, this team has a lot to work on, and I don't think we're where we're supposed to be. I remember him saying that. And
yeah, certainly. But as a coach, get them where you're supposed to be. You have a surplus of talent. There's so much talent on that team. He's not doing as much as he can. If it's this bad, he's certainly not.
Do you think he's in the hot seat? Because I don't think he's ever going to. I don't not will ever get fired, but I don't think he's going to get fired.
No, he's certainly not this season. I mean, Ainge wouldn't make that move until we had something in place in the summer. Like if we, and it wouldn't be this year. It would be, like, if we don't get Anthony Davis. And then we just have a shitty next year, and this team just can't figure it out. We'll probably make a move. If we have another bad year, he might be. And this isn't a bad year. I mean, we still haven't figured it. Like we still don't know where we're gonna be. But if we decline from here, I don't know where it goes. Looks going forward.
Especially with the players we have. It depends who we sign back, and like you said, who we trade for in the offseason. If we have another bad season, he could be gone. Which is tough, because a lot of younger players like Brad Stevens.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward loves Brad Stevens. They went to college together, but
I mean, the Celtics right now they're looking up at a few teams that made a few moves before the trade deadline, and we didn't make anything.
Yeah,
we stayed the same.
They're just playing so soft right now too. Like nobody seems like they're hustling. Like. Nobody gives a shit. Like it's like hard to watch.
It's very hard to watch.
I saw a video on Twitter yesterday something like that, but of like the 2 years ago Celtics team, like with like Isaiah and like Jay Crowder and all that, and it was like it looked like the Bad Boy Pistons compared to this team. Like it was just like them just like getting in people's faces, like shoving people around, like actually playing hard basketball. And I don't know what happened to that on this team.
There's just nothing to fight for right now, I don't think. I mean, they should be wanting to get to the top of this division, but it seems like they don't want it.
That's exactly what to fight for. I don't like that's a.
It seems like they're content with being like, what are they now?
They're certainly not content. It seems like everyone's pissed. Nobody's content. But based on what Marcus Morris is saying about the locker room right now, like nobody's happy. They're just like.
They're just whining and not doing anything about it. They're not playing. They should all come together as a team, hold a team meeting, and. Spill out what they need to spill out. Be like, yo, this is what I'm feeling, and just sweep it all under the rug. Just everyone needs. I don't know if they've done it. That just seems like the logical thing to do. Have a team meeting and just get everyone together and just talk. to be like, guys, this is what's going on. What the fuck's the matter with us?
Yeah, it's just deep breathing.
Deep breathing. Because right now they're fifth in the East, and that's not good for this team.
Yeah, it doesn't look great right now. I mean, the 76ers tomorrow is going to be a real tough game. That's like the 76ers look real good right now when we're playing without Kyrie. So you know Rozier's going to play well.
Yeah, watch us win this game.
Oh no, we certainly will win this game. Philly never beats us. We're going to win the game, but it's a tough matchup.
Because we beat all these good teams. Besides the Warriors, I know we didn't beat them, but we beat most of these good teams. Watch us beat the watch us win by like 20 tomorrow.
The Boston Celtics, we only lose to bad teams.
Yeah, it's weird. We only lose to bad teams. Every time we play the Raptors and Bucks, we put up a good game.
It's fair.
And look at these Pacers; they're still floating up there. They're still third in the East.
They are still playing well right now. Like, it's the team. I mean, they were a good team to start with, but Oladipo was a huge part. So,
yeah, we'll see. I mean, not a good place right now. Fifth, we need to get up at least a couple spots because we need a home. We need home court advantage at least in the first round.
Yeah.
Because if we lose in the first round, yikes! I can see Brad Stevens getting fired. If we lose in the first round, if we lose in the first round of the playoffs, that's we were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year without two superstar players. Or one superstar player.
Yeah, someone's going to go down before then, though.
Do you think so? I mean...
Someone's gone before the playoffs. I think it might be Kyrie.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm speculating.
What do you mean by done? Like, he's not going
to
play?
Someone's going to get hurt. It's just bound to happen. With a team like this, like, someone's bound to not play in the playoffs. And I just don't know what that piece falling is going to do to the team. Like, it did last year. It was something a lot... Like, I don't know... Who's the guy that like you take out and suddenly we might be better?
It's definitely Kyrie. I mean, we play better when we don't have Kyrie on the floor, when he's not playing on the team that night. I mean, this team shows that maybe Kyrie's the problem. Maybe all these younger guys don't like Kyrie Irving.
Interesting take.
Is it? I mean,
do you think maybe it's Gordon Hayward?
I don't think Gordon Hayward has anything to do with it, dude.
I don't know, man.
I mean, get rid of him.
He's real white.
He's real white.
Real white.
I don't think Gordon has. I think Kyrie Irving has. He seems like he's the alpha male, or he's at least trying to be the alpha male on the team. And I don't think some of these younger players like that.
Maybe.
We'll see going forward. I mean, if we win without Kyrie Irving by 10 plus points tomorrow, that proves a lot.
That's a drastic measure, winning without Kyrie by 10 plus points to this third best team in the East.
Watch it happen at their place too, in Philly.
And they got the Pistons on Wednesday.
Yeah, and you're going to be going to that game. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a sign out there, Raptors podcast sign.
I will get one printed.
You will? All right, I want to see it.
I need to get more laminate.
Where are your seats at? You have good seats? Mm-mm.
No, certainly not. But
no, way in the rafters.
In the rafters, yeah. I represent. Yeah.
Be sitting up there just cheering on.
Yeah, I'm in a row behind the bricks.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It was a lovely deal.
Oh, are you going to be wearing a jersey? Who are you going to be repping?
I don't know. I got to get a jersey.
Oh, you haven't bought it? You're just going to buy one there?
Yeah, I'm going to try to find like an old one. Maybe a JoJo White.
JoJo what? You think they have that at the store?
Probably not. I met him one time, though.
You met him?
Yeah. I was at a game, and he was in the row in front of
me. Hey, JoJo.
I there's a picture of me somewhere, like a seven to nine. I was in that range. 7 to 9 year old me wearing his ring.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So,
but if you're gonna buy a jersey,
JoJo White, rest in peace.
If you're buying a jersey, who are you buying? What?
I just said JoJo White.
No, I mean on this team.
Current player? I don't know. I'm not a big jersey guy in general, but I feel like I'm more of like the number guy than the player.
All right, I guess.
I'm trying to think of I might get like a Jalen jersey because I like a nice 7.
You like a nice 7?
I like a nice 7. Huh. The Kyrie 11, I don't mind. I like that one.
Yeah, I mean, 12 is my go-to number, but that'd be Rozier, and he's probably not going to be here next year.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a timeless classic.
Timeless classic, yeah. Scary Terry jersey.
Oh, yeah, it's like having like a Jeremy Lin Knicks jersey.
Yeah, if you're going to go with
the Scary Terry era.
If I'm going to buy a jersey, I'm probably going to go with probably a Hayward. something just
that'd be a stupid whatever. One.
Hey, no, Hayward or Horford.
He's gonna be gone in minutes.
Hayward or Horford. Horford probably be a better choice.
Horford, maybe like a Tice.
I could, yeah. I mean, I'm a tall white dude. I could pull off a Tice jersey, number 27.
Yeah, 27 is such a weird basketball number.
It is. I mean, it's better than zero, Jason Tatum. In zero.
Zero's been a basketball. Like, 27 is such a weird number for like that. Like, zero's always been a good number.
Yeah, I think it's better than Robert Williams, 44.
Yeah, 44 is like, it's a tight number.
And PJ Dozier, I mean, he doesn't get any playing time, but he's number 50. Yikes.
Oh, the Eddie House? That's a classic.
Those higher numbers, Aaron
Eddie
Baines.
Eddie House was 46. The Clay Thompson of his time.
Actually, no. If I'm going to get a jersey, I'm getting Baines. Fuck that. Baines fuck everything. Nice for everybody else, I'm getting the 46.
Baines is a nice move.
Yeah, Baines is totally a nice move. But you think they're winning Wednesday, too? Pistons game?
I think they definitely beat the Pistons.
Yeah,
I hope they beat the Pistons at home.
I mean, you're going to the game. You're hoping for a win. Hoping to see a win.
I didn't spend $17 for nothing.
Really? Tickets for $17?
Yeah, I said, behind the bricks.
You get it from our sponsor, SeatGeek?
Oh, yeah. Today's sponsor is SeatGeek.
Yeah, everybody.
Promo code The Rafters Podcast. Get $45 off your first two ticket purchases. Thanks to our lovely sponsor, SeatGeek.
You can't beat that, guys. Go to SeatGeek right now and use the promo code Rafters.
And again, anyone from SeatGeek who isn't listening, you owe us a check.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, SeatGeek. You're welcome, by the way, too.
What's with, like, is this, like, a new thing of, like, players complaining about the media covering them?
What are you talking about?
The shit out of me. Like, Kyrie's doing it. Kyrie's doing it. Durant's doing it, where it's, like, Kyrie's, like, I don't want to talk about my free agency because, like, I don't like that you guys are talking about it. It's like, yeah, that's
their job.
Like, that's what they do. They are the media. Kevin Durant's like, I don't like when you guys ask me questions about me, even though that's your job. Like, they're just like looking for things to complain about because like there's nothing for them to.
And one of those reporters at the end of this interview with Durant, he was like, Durant's like, oh, I just want to talk about basketball, and he was like, oh, so how do you think the season's going? He's like, I'm not telling you. You just want to know about the drama. But he legit.
Yeah, it's like because you're causing the drama by like being weird about it and not answering questions.
These guys are all prima donnas. They're getting paid too much money.
It's ridiculous. Like the NBA is turning into like a soap opera. It's like it's kind of like collusion. There's like collusion, and then nobody wants to talk about anything. Like nobody wants to talk about free agent. Like since when was Kyrie made a whole stink about saying he's staying, and now that he's like, people are asking me about it, I don't want to say where I'm going.
Well, he made a big deal out of it. He went to the season ticket holder thing and was like, guys,
I'm staying. He told rich people.
He made a whole ordeal out about it. He's like, oh, I'm staying, guys. Don't worry. I'm going to be here forever. And then reports are he might not stay, and then he just doesn't want to talk about it. So it's pretty shady, dude.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but this kid should have – I mean, Kyrie should talk about it at least. He should be like, I might stay. That would just give us a better feeling about it.
Agreed.
We'll see. It's just dumb drama shit, and no one likes it.
That's ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous.
What else we got? You know, did you know how good of an athlete Danny Ainge was?
Oh, with the Celtics?
Yeah. No, not even just with the Celtics. Like he was like a three-sport All-American.
In what sports?
Football, baseball, basketball.
What, in high school? Or
in high school. I wasn't calling it.
Well, dude, high school, yeah, he's a good athlete. I mean, look at him. He played basketball.
Three sports, All-America.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't have, like, that's not that common, like, ever.
And what state is he from? Is he from Oregon?
Yeah. He played with somebody else. I forget who he beat out for, like, I don't know if it was Mr. Basketball or baseball, or what it was, but he, like, three-sport, like, I forget what it was. I watched a video the other day.
Really? I mean, he had a great career, obviously. I mean, he didn't have like that. He was only an all-star once in his career, but obviously he's
that's
a professional.
For Danny Ainge,
it takes a lot to be an NBA player and have a decent. He had a 13-year career. That's pretty good, really good.
Yeah.
but we'll see if he can make some really good moves in the offseason because we need
it. He's been a solid GM up to now.
He's a hustler. I mean, has he? We've won one championship with him.
Yeah, it's better than zero.
It's better than zero. I'll give you that. Coming from a city that has so many wins with the other teams, we want to see another one. We're getting impatient right now. I can feel it, especially with the Celtics. We need another one soon.
I'd love to see it.
Dude, you're telling me I want to go to at least a couple playoffs game, a playoff series this playoff season. A
couple full series?
I mean, a game in each series.
Money banks.
Hey, I mean, we're going to be live. We're going to be producing podcasts live from the games, too. We got to shell out the money. With our sponsor, SeatGeek, we can.
I don't know if they have that kind of access, but maybe.
We have the best access with SeatGeek.
Our good friends at SeatGeek.
The SeatGeek. Nah, but we'll see. Do you think this is an actual serious injury with Kyrie?
No, it's like a weird little knee thing. I think it's just like an excuse to sit out, honestly.
He's been doing that a lot lately anyways.
Yeah.
And we'll see. The Celtics, we'll see if they can rally against it and get this win. Because, I mean, we have the All-Star break coming up too, right? He's going to get some more rest there.
Yeah, All-Star weekend this weekend, I think.
And we'll see if he can play. Do you think he'll play in that game? That'll tell a lot.
Yeah, that'll say a lot. I mean, it's always like they announce the weird reserves for, like, they got a couple. I don't know who's coming in for Oladipo. Did they have anyone? Are they just like using that for Wade's position because he's just like an honorary All-Star?
Yeah, it's probably Wade. I'll look it up right now, but yeah, I think it's just Wade.
That makes sense.
There's
nothing good about this All-Star weekend. I feel like the dunk contest like seems like it's gonna be garbage.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. The dunk contest does not look good. Did you watch the All-Star draft? I did not watch it.
No, I did not. I cared. I saw like a clip or two about it, but.
But I heard Giannis picked his teammate Middleton over Anthony Davis, which was pretty dumb.
He did. It was an interesting move.
Interesting move.
He's a loyal guy.
I mean, the starters right now, LeBron's team looks pretty stacked. It's like LeBron, Harden, Kawhi, Durant, and Kyrie Irving against. I think they're easily going to win that. That starting five should destroy the other starting five.
What's Giannis?
It's PG. Looks like Embiid, Kemba, and Steph. So Paul George, Giannis.
You never know what like Steph and Giannis are going to do in a game like that.
Yeah, and Giannis just came out and he's going to play defense in this All-Star game. We'll see.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he said he's going to clamp down on LeBron.
I want to see some real defense.
If they can turn this into a real game without doing anything like flashy, like just scoring plays, that'd be pretty cool to see. I want to see some defense. And it's capable because Leonard is a shutdown defender.
Oh, yeah, Kawhi's going to play. I think when like a few guys, like a few top guys go hard, like everyone just kind of will follow.
Yeah, that would be nice to see. And I think LeBron picked a better starting five, just straight up.
Oh, certainly.
Better scoring wise, I mean,
he's got a better bench too. I think honestly.
I did not look at the bench players.
He's got Clay.
Did he pick Clay? It's just Kemba Walker and your starting five right there. Ugh, I don't think that's a good move.
Yeah.
Even though he had to be, but not a big fan. I don't think Giannis picked a good team.
Yeah, you know.
Not a good cabin. Anything else you got?
The four and GMs. I don't know much. You see that Zion block from the other night?
Oh, God, yeah.
That was...
I mean, I'm a Duke guy, so I definitely saw that.
He jumped. He was, like, that kid, was it the Virginia game?
Yeah, it was against Virginia.
Yeah, that kid had caught the ball in the corner while Giannis was on the other side of the paint. And he blocked, like, he jumped from, like, basically the key and just flew. And he didn't just tip it. Like, he swatted the ball.
Oh, yeah, he crushed it.
It was debated, like, one of the most athletic things I've ever seen. He's so, like, beyond developed.
Oh, he's a robot.
He's crazy, like, by NBA standards, not by, like, college standards. Like, he's a freak for NBA standards.
Do you think he could come in the NBA, like,
yes,
tomorrow and just be a straight-up, like, probably top 20 player?
not like just jump right in, but I think by like yeah. like next season, I think he's almost guaranteed rookie of the year next season in my mind, barring any injuries.
We'll see.
I'd call it right now. But
I mean, his teammate had a good game the other day.
Yeah, RJ's always been
RJ had a great game. He scored, I think, 10 more points than he did, but I can see RJ sneaking up in there, but Zion's just a freak. ESPN's gonna cover all of his games. They're gonna have like a Zion watch thing.
Yeah, he's just a freak. Like you don't see just absolute freak athletes like that.
And if he gets to the Knicks, I mean, I think the Knicks are in line to get the first pick or something like that. So if they do get him, he might not even be on the Knicks this year because they're trying to get AD and Kevin Durant and all that stuff or whoever, Kyrie Irving. So who knows where he's going to land, because everyone's trying to trade for that number one pick right now. Everyone wants him. I could see New Orleans just destroying him, though. Like, just who's he going to play with in New Orleans?
I don't know if anyone could, like, destroy him. Like, he's not like a – I don't think he's, like, a guy that you could really mess up.
You don't think so? I mean, he's always been on a winning team.
Just because he's such – just, like, his athleticism, like, is so – like such a big part of his game that I don't think it's like hard. It's not easy to just like screw that up unless you're just like benching him.
Do you think you'd be like a LeBron, just go to a team that has nobody and just come in and start winning right away?
Because I don't know if he has that. Like, I don't know if he has that same LeBron like takeover thing. And he doesn't have the jump shot. Like, I mean, LeBron didn't have a great shot coming in, but he doesn't have. He needs to get. Yeah, I think he can very easily develop a fucking jump shot. Like he has hit threes. It's not like he can't. Like he's just Brick City. Like he can shoot them.
No, that's what they're working on.
Jumpers. I mean, he jumps 4 feet in the air. He elevates like 2 inches on his jumper. I think just fix it. Like, fix that. That's a huge part.
And then give him the off season. He's gonna have so much time because college basketball ends in March.
Yeah, he's gonna come in the league like 6'8", yeah. 290.
Oh, he's a freaking beast, dude. He's a like we said. He's a freaking nature, and it's gonna be fun to see him play next year. I wish the Celtics were in a position to draft him, but we're not. I want him in Boston.
Not a chance.
That'd be fun to see.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up there. Got coming at you next week.
What was it?
Hopefully with some wins.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully. We'll see. I mean, this Celtics team not looking good. Let's go, C's.
We shall see. Or we'll just implode when the levee breaks. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. It's got what it takes.